So, are you enjoying the summer's weather? I'm enjoying it. It's very, very nice and very, very warm. I've been looking forward to it for a long time. Of course, it's here now, and so I've got hay fever, which makes it a little bit less pleasant, but of course, it's still pleasant. It's nice to feel warm, and well, it's just nice to feel warm, really. Anyway, back to the continuing kind of mini series of my thoughts regarding the Apple iPhone 3GS, a phone that's it's very obviously an evolution of the iPhone. It's certainly not a revolution. It's a very small evolution as well. Today, I thought I would spend 30 seconds talking about the camera because there's not really much to say about the camera. Apple says it has a 3-megapixel camera, which is a little bit odd since most 3-megapixel cameras are actually 3.2-megapixel cameras. So I guess we can assume that the camera in the iPhone is, in fact, a 3-megapixel camera. Now, it's not a good idea to judge a camera, any camera, whether it's a phone or actually a camera, on the number of megapixels it has. A good camera with 6 megapixels can still produce a better picture than a moderately good camera with 12 megapixels. So this is potentially a good camera. It all depends on the lens, and Apple historically have put good lenses on. The camera now does have autofocus, which is going to make an enormous difference, but unfortunately no flash. Apple tells us that the camera works better in low light conditions, and really couldn't actually fail to work better than the current iPhone camera, which basically doesn't work in low light conditions. You might get a black screen with a bit of red on it if you try and take a picture with the iPhone camera at night in any pub, but not much more. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. The other interesting thing about the 3GS's camera is that it's got a video camera on it. It's not a particularly good video camera. You kind of got VGA quality in there. But again, you know, a good lens and a good sensor will actually get you, you know, a nice picture. But let's be honest, it's nothing shattering. What is interesting is, of course, that they've now allowed you to do some very, very basic trimming of your footage and allow you to upload your images to, your videos rather, to YouTube and, of course, MobileMe. Now, this is interesting, and it's kind of moving in on the areas of the, you know, the Flip Minnow and those sorts of very small cameras. Of course, like most thing iPhone related, it's not anything particularly new. Lots of cameras have had the ability to take video, do some minor editing and upload it to YouTube, and they've been able to do it for actually longer than the iPhone's been around. The difference will of course be that the iPhone's a lot more usable than other phones, and so people will be able to do it easily. And again, ease of use we find to be the key to the iPhone's success. So it'll be interesting to see how people's behaviours change given easy access to this sort of technology. One prediction from me might be that in the next year or so we'll see some sort of audio boo for video. I mean, okay, maybe that's called YouTube, but YouTube's around for everything. Anyway, we'll see. Thank you very much again for listening, and I hope you have found my rantings in some way informative. I wouldn't go as far as to say entertaining, but yeah, I hope they've been informative. What else is there to talk about the iPhone 3GS? I think that's it, actually, so we'll put an end to that, and then tomorrow, or whenever I get around to it next, I would like to talk to you about the new MacBooks. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend and enjoy the sunshine. Bye-bye.